Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast. My name is David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Hey Tim.
Hey David.
How's it going?
Doing well.
Fall is upon us. Episode 29.
Yeah, I mean, it's upon us. It's still pretty hot here in Texas, but...
I just wanted to hear you talk about how hot it was in Texas, Tim.
There we go. Yeah.
All right. Tim's for you guys that don't know, Tim's a transplant from California where the weather is always perfect. And he came down to scorching hot Texas. So
yeah, it's been a very long, hot summer, and it feels like it's never ending.
That's right. So I have to get him every now and then. So today's topic, why you should be using contracts with your clients. Very important topic, Tim.
Yep.
Yeah. We're going to go over a few reasons of why we think it's important for you to use contracts with your clients, why we use contracts with our own clients, some of the benefits of what it's helped along the way, and we'll share some of our experience. So the first thing that a contract does for us is I'm going to let Tim start this one. I bet you thought I was taking it, didn't you, Tim?
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, this sounds kind of obvious, but it clearly defines the project and then it protects you and them. And so this is kind of the high level. We'll kind of drill down into some other ones, but it basically just says the project is this and it's going to cost this. And so that's kind of the most basic form of the contract with the client.
Absolutely. You know, protection is not only for you, but it's for the client as well. You know, a lot of people forget that contracts are for both parties. Right. They're not just for one party.
Yeah, two-sided. So. And as a side note, if you ever see a contract that is one-sided, then you know it's a red flag because it should clearly show what the expectations are from both sides.
That's right. Well, it leads us into our next one of one of the benefits of having a contract, which I've personally experienced, I imagine Tim's experience as well, is it helps prevent scope creep. If you don't know what scope creep is a term, a not so affectionate term, in the web development business. It may very well flow over into other businesses, but it's definitely in the web development business, where there's a clearly defined scope in the project, in the agreement, and they move outside of that scope. It's called scope creep. So for example, real basic example, I have a website that I'm going to build for this client that has 5 pages, home, about, contact, services, testimonials. And then they come in and add 5 more pages. You know, they want a blog, they want all of these other things. And you can quickly pull out your agreement and say, well, this falls outside of the scope and we're going to have to charge more for that.
Yeah. I had a client, I was building a similar type of thing, 5-page website with the blog. And halfway through, the client decided that they wanted to sell products. And so I had to say, well, actually, here's a contract. It doesn't include e-commerce. And for those of you that have built an e-commerce website, you know that even with just a single product, it just adds hours and hours of work to the project timeline. And so it's not something that's really quick. And on the topic of scope creep, I think this kind of comes with the title of creep. It's something that creeps up. In a lot of cases, it's not something as big as adding e-commerce. It can be a little thing. And the client just wants this. And well, technically it wasn't, you know, in the contract, you think, well, it's, you know, it'll only take me 5, 10, 15 minutes. Well, then they ask for another thing and another thing and another thing. And so it creeps up on you. And the next thing you know it, the scope of the project or the website has gotten so far from the scope of the project that it wasn't what you agreed upon. But it's too late to go back to the client and say, hey, I did all these things that you asked for. But it's going to cost you a lot more money because then they're going to show the contract and say, oh, but you said it was going to cost this much.
Yeah. Good luck with that one.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Okay, next one. It clearly outlines expectations from both sides. Content from client, etc. Tim, go for it.
Yeah, so as we mentioned, contracts are two-sided, and so as you're going to show what you're going to do and that they're going to pay for, you also need to clearly show in your contract what they're going to do, the content that they're going to provide, because otherwise you might have a client that says, oh, well, I thought you were writing all the copy and providing all the images and so forth. And so you need to have that clearly shown in your contract. Client will be providing content and images, you know, with directions on how that's going to take place and what format and so forth. And so that's another way that using contracts with your clients is a good thing.
And last but not least, it allows you upsell opportunities later on.
So do you mean like negotiating against the contract?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. You know, so if a client, you know, in the middle of a project, you find out that the scope needs to change a little bit, you know, you can then go back to them and say, hey, look, this is where we, you know, you and the client mutually agree that it would be beneficial to their business if you did A, B, and C in addition to the contract. So, you know, it gives you opportunities for upsell and stuff like that.
Yeah, no, that's a really good point, because inevitably a client that has never had a website built before, they can't think of everything up front, and even, you know, going through that discovery phase with them, you know, there's going to be things that are missed. And so they can say, oh yeah, I wanted this, I forgot to talk about it. And so you can say, as David mentioned, well, that's not in the contract, but we can do that for you. It's just going to cost a little more money.
Absolutely. Well, there you go. There's a few reasons why you should be using contracts with your clients. Most importantly, it protects you and the client, and it clearly defines the goals of the project that you're working on. Anything else you want to add, Tim?
No, I think we covered everything pretty well.
Awesome. Well, thanks for listening to another episode of WP the Podcast. Remember to subscribe and like our podcast. Head on over to WPthepodcast.com. Check out our show notes for this episode, episode 29, why you should be using contracts with your clients. Until then, we'll see you tomorrow.
Take care.
Bye-bye. We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.